So now with that, and I could go on to a little rant, and I'll hold off on it for a minute and everything, but what's advice? As the sound man, as the pro behind the board that has the band coming to you,
sure.
Let's be honest. I mean, they're coming to you for a service.
Right.
And what is the best advice you can give bands right now out there that are interested in not just playing Fats, but at other venues that could potentially be working with different sound men or whatever, even if they don't, even if they just whatever, they've got to do it on their own, they brought their PA and everything. What is the best advice you can give bands when they're playing at a venue?
I would say the most important thing is that you have to sound like a band before the PA gets involved. And the reason for that is that if you already sound like a cohesive ensemble before we get monitors roaring and before we get the PA rocking and rolling and all this stuff, what that means is that you're already proportional to each other, you know, drums, right. Guitar, bass, even vocals.
Right.
Even vocals. And
what do you mean?
Well, I mean that if, you know, it's kind of the thing, like if you're in rehearsal with maybe say like a little minimal rehearsal PA and that kind of thing.
Right.
And
like this.
Right. If you're in that situation and you can't hear the vocalist, you got a problem and you need to fix it there.
Right.
And the reason, and again, is one of those things, it's a little pointed, and so you have to be careful. It's not that it is not my job to do everything in my power to make you sound good and to use the gear to its full capability to help your show.
Right.
I should be doing that, absolutely. But the problem is that if there's a huge proportionality issue, eventually, the laws of physics kick you in the butt.
Right.
And it's, you know, for instance, if everything is to the point that the singer needs to go up, you know, plus 20 decibels to even have a hope of hearing them, that's, as a proportionality issue, that's a really hard thing to fix in a live context.
Right.
Especially in monitor world. And so the thing is that, yes, audio technicians should be doing absolutely everything in their power to help you. At the same time, though, if you require the audio technician to be there for you to sound like a band,
mm-hmm.
then you as a band are setting yourselves up for failure. And you are putting a tremendous load and expectation on a person who, number one, may not know your music at all. And number two, because audio technicians have such a range of ability, there are guys and girls who are up to the task, and there are guys and girls who are simply not.
Right.
And so it's, you know, now if you're working with someone like, say, Dave Ratt from Ratt Sound, like they do, you know, these guys, I think they just finished providing, you know, a massive set of audio systems for Coachella.
Oh.
Right. I mean, that's the level that Ratt Sound works at.
Is that all?
You know, is that if you're working with someone like Dave Ratt and you know that this guy is ready to take on that mantle and that he has that ability, that's one thing.
Right.
But if you're playing around at various bars and clubs, you know, the putting of your life entirely in the audio technician's hands, I mean, an audio technician that you don't necessarily know, is
right.
it's imprudent.
Right.